You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Welcome to my show on another Sunday. Happy April. You know, I hope everybody's enjoying their spring. It's been a little cold, a little rainy, some hail even, some Santa Anas, but we are here with another fresh episode with amazing entrepreneurs. And first up, I have Chad Wade. Chad, welcome to The Startup on LA Talk.
How are you today?
Well, how are you doing?
I'm better than I deserve.
Wonderful. Well, great. And thank you for sharing some of your Sunday with us. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your brand?
Well, my name is Chad Wade, and we own retail stores. We own online stores as well. We also have a larger wholesale here in Louisville, Kentucky. And I've had a very storied career on the other side of the law. And once I had gotten out of my forced vacation, I decided I would no longer do that again because my wife decided that was a bad idea from that moment on.
Well,
so,
yeah.
So it worked out well for me.
That's a really honest, transparent segue and lead in. And I really love that. You're on the right show for that because we love transparency here. If you don't mind, let's go a little deeper.
Okay.
So you're saying that, hey, things happen and you learned your lesson on some things. Can you tell us about your journey? What was your thought process, right? Like, because a lot of people visualize when they're down on that, on any end of life, they visualize how they're going to pick themselves back up. How, when you were there, when you were running to the law, how did you shift energy from that and go into this business space?
It was extremely hard, but you know, the people from within the federal prison system told me something that it kind of stuck with me. And hey, and they told me, they said, Chad, you don't belong here. You know, I mean, I realize what you've done and this isn't for you. And I had a really good career at this. I had been from one end of the country to the other, and I had met some very rock star people in that industry, and I had I thought I knew what I was doing. I really did. But when I got to the federal prison, I realized I didn't know anything. And I had learned everything that I'm doing today from the people from within.
That's refreshing to hear, right? Because yes, a lot of people bring it back that the system isn't working, but maybe it works for people who don't belong there. Like, it sounds like it was the combination of a little inspiration and your inner calling, like you knowing that you were better than where you were.
Well, I honestly, Monique, I got built up from within. Don't do this anymore. You're done. And this is what you can be. And these senior, I want to call them senior members of that groups.
Okay. Platinum members.
A lot of them platinum members. Yes.
Platinum members.
20 plus years in the federal penitentiary system, which is ridiculous. That's another story altogether.
A lot.
And they taught me shipping. They taught me taxes. They taught me business. They taught me how to take everything that I had learned on the outside and make it into a business. And I did.
Wow. You got a free education. You had to give up your freedom, but it wasn't a freedom.
I mean, I went in with 3 college degrees when I went to prison. And when I came out, I had a full blown MBA from people who knew exactly what they were doing, who knew how to build teams that was lawful and legal in the real world, how to pay those taxes. And they taught it to me, and I've been teaching it ever since because I felt like I should, because I felt like they were never going to get the opportunity to do that.
It's kind of an interesting moment, right? Because it's like here you are, you know, on voluntary vacation, and you had all those other skills lined up, but it was almost like a magical meeting where you found these beautiful people here and they steered you. Like sometimes the universe does that, right? Like in the weirdest place. I don't know. It's a weird.
Well, you know, you call them beautiful people. And if you had asked federal prosecutors, they wouldn't have felt that way. And maybe if you knew who, I can't name them. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, some of these people were big money in different industries that would never have heard somebody call them beautiful people.
Oh, well, we could have that. I'll have you back on the show. We can talk about the prison industrial complex at another time, as long as it winds up being about business. But
oh, it's all about a business. Believe you right. me, that whole industrial complex is all business, 100%.
I have a different perspective, and but so now let's talk about, unless you want to touch on it, I don't mean to breeze by it, but I'm giving you kind of space to breathe here. I can surmise, perhaps, just putting 1 + 1 together, and surmise maybe why you were in there. And I don't know
marijuana.
But really?
Well, I mean, no, yes and no. That's how it started, and then it ended up being a money crime, and I got a much less time within. Because they couldn't prove the other, but they could prove the money crime. And 36 months later, over a money crime, I came out of the prison.
Okay, everybody, everybody that's watching, let's take a collective breath. Because we're in LA, we're in California, we're on the West Coast. Like, that really makes me upset and a little disappointed.
That's silly. That's silly to take. I mean,
so disappointing to hear.
It's a fact. Hey, but I, you know, I go on record within the book, within on YouTube, that we tell everyone the best thing that ever happened to Chad Wade was prison.
Right. And I love that you're leaning in and you can't get that time back. So you might as well maximize on the time forward. I get what you're saying. And you have to do that, right? Because you don't want to be bitter. You don't want to be pissed.
Oh, I lost 150 pounds within there.
Oh.
That's the honest truth. I went in very heavy because I was very nervous and I had gained a lot of weight. And once I got in there, I found people who understood health. Mm-hmm. And so I lost 150 pounds while I was in there, which was a human being, got rid of a human being.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's what happened. I lost 150 pounds and then I got this world-class education, and that has really set my world on fire.
Did they give you your weed back? I'm sorry.
No, I never. They didn't take weed, but they sure took a lot of other things.
Yeah. I think, you know, now thank goodness that the country's changing and the world is changing. And when it comes to marijuana and herbs, things of the land, you know, they can find a way to tax it properly and not do this again. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened, but I'm not sorry because it sounds like you came out of this. So.
Forget it. Yeah, forget about it. That's the facts. I mean, the best thing that ever happened to Chad Wade was a prison sentence.
So you got a cool little setup there, Chad. I'm not home right now, but let's talk about your setup. Let's talk about turning those lemons into lemonade. And your wife, you mentioned your wife, you guys are doing some things. So why don't you tell us what we should focus on right now? What do you have cooking?
Well, I mean, we have a YouTube channel of Chad Wade TV, and I teach a lot of those lessons on there, and I also do consultation for people who want to get into an industry, and we teach smoke shop education is what we do, because, you know, we kind of joke around that I'm the Hank Hill from King of the Hill, only I don't sell propane, I sell the accessories, and, you know, to the smoke shop industry. And because I can't sell marijuana, God forbid that Kentucky would think that was okay. But anyway, and so now this is what I do. But I teach this, how to set these things up, how to do it lawfully, how to set your tax, you know, entity correctly. I know how to set up proper bank accounts. Not everybody's going to deal in cash. You're definitely not going to wire me cash. You're going to wire me electronic fund transfer. And you have to teach this to people who honestly believe that they can have $10,000 in $100 bills and that's going to start a business. And it can at a flea market, and I can teach you how to do that as well.
Nice. Well, but listen, at the startup, all the stuff I started has been on a dime, and I like that you're leaning into that, and you're really helping in the genesis of people's business and the formation process, because it is important to protect yourself. I tell all the creatives I work with, get that trademark first. Forget the website. Get the trademark in the LLC. That's the most important, and then get the website.
Right.
Website, if you've got the trademark, you can tell them to take it down. It's yours. That's
exactly right. And we've had to do that repeatedly. And we've been very fortunate. Right now, I have 13 trademarks.
Wow.
And we have many different brands. We've got a great trademark attorney out of Las Vegas. And he is fabulous in every single way. And I know that... Man, thank God I learned from these people how to put teams together.
Wow. Wonderful. It sounds like I can't wait till you do your TED Talk, because I know that's coming next for you.
The TikTok's already up and running, and I've been viral repeatedly from lessons, and these guys will get so mad on TikTok and they say the awfulest things, but I don't care. You know, I've been to federal prison. What can you say? You know?
Well, can you, right, you're Teflon. Like, but I think I was saying TED Talk. I could see you doing TED Talk.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that.
That's next.
We do that.
So I like that you're also helping people with the banking, because you learned from your mistakes. And I think it's really important for people to know that there's a very thin line from having a compliant business and like sending a certain amount of money in a certain way to it being a crime. And I think
razor thin, large
in all ways. Like, yep. I just learned some things too. And I'm like, huh? Like, okay. Like, so, do you want to spend a couple minutes talking about what people can learn from you without giving away everything?
Well, I mean, I don't mind saying, I give it away for free on YouTube anyway. So, I mean, all they have to do is, go to Chadway TV, and you can learn anything you want to as far as it. They're all designated down through the videos. But, I mean, the most important thing to me is that you get the LLC or the S-Corp or don't forget about a C-Corp. You're not even there yet. You're probably not even there for an S-Corp. Forget a DBA unless you're just going to just absolutely run with that. And to be a single member entity, it scares me to think of so many people who think as a sole proprietor that I can just go into business and, here I am. And even think about insurance. Insurance is expensive. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's part of doing business.
Yeah. And you know what? I like that you said that. And there's ways to, I say, take a bite of the sandwich, right? Don't take the whole cram it in your mouth. Take a bite of the sandwich and put the in a place. And yes, if you're a DBA person right now, you can't afford the $500 for the thing on LegalZoom. Shout out to LegalZoom. They're not sponsoring yet.
For sure. But they should. But they should.
Shout out to Zen Business. Holler. But, hey. If you can take pieces of it and do the payments or even just show intention.
Right.
Right? Because it's all about dates and paper and intention.
Well, I mean, I can truthfully show you how to set up an LLC for free,
What?
And I can show you how to set up your state numbers for free.
You could get an EIN for free?
Oh, yeah.
This is a Chad Wade exclusive, everybody. I want you guys right now to like this video, follow Chad, give us your handles real quick, Chad, and because he's giving you guys some stuff for free. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, my personal, stuff, but I mean, that's Smoke Owner, and you can find me on Instagram for that, or you can find me on Chad Wade TV, on every platform for Chad Wade TV, right down to LinkedIn, TikTok, right? Across the board, Instagram, YouTube, you can find us everywhere there. You can ask questions on the YouTube, and I answer them personally. I don't have an assistant answer them. If you're getting an answer, chances are I did it.
I love that. And I could feel from the screen that you're passionate about this, because you really did come from a place that you could have went a different direction, right?
For sure.
Crashed out, but you didn't. And now you're freeing up entrepreneurs. I respect it. We love it. We want you back. What else do you want to plug, Chad? What else are you looking forward to in Q2 and Q3 of 2024?
Well, I mean, I've got another book that we're trying to play around with. I mean, we are right now, I'm personally sold out of books. I'm waiting on my new shipment, and I hoped that it would be in, but it's not. But, you know, we are on Amazon. You can look my name up and it comes right up, and it's street smart, you know, and it's how to turn a million-dollar business and run it with a weed empire, and which, you know, I never was really, really crazy about that because it just seems long. But now our next one is we're going to talk about more individualized into the business and breaking the business down into bite size, like you said. And I'm going to make it easy just for everybody to be able to read. But more importantly, you know, what I just want to just tell everyone out there that you can do it, and to believe that it's not possible, I'm living proof that it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was making tons of money, and now I'm still doing it.
You're still doing it, and you're doing it even better with more wisdom. And wow, I just love that. And you guys, listen, there's no such thing as failure.
Nothing. No failure.
Yeah, either lose.
Learning. You're learning.
I don't lose, I learn.
Right.
Chad did not lose. He did. He maximized his time. Yeah, he would love to have been, I can't speak for you, but I'm guessing you'd love to have been without, with your friends and family and free. But while he was in there, he maximized this. He turned himself into this. I'm motivated by you.
I'm glad to help everybody. So, I mean, anything I can do to help anyone, I'm glad to do it.
What's your dream client? Someone that you feel like, all right, I can speak to this person. Maybe they're in a space that's not so great, or they had a few knocks in life. Who's your dream client like that you can Cinderella them, for lack of a better term or metaphor? Who's your dream client to help bring to the table, to bring up?
I love to work with, I like to work with people that I have a whole lot in common with. Once you get that state number, that federal number, you may as well tattoo that across your chest, because that's really who you are. I love dealing with the former prisoner. I love dealing with somebody who can, I want them to be able to financially afford it. But if you watch my videos, you know, I'm pretty blunt that if you can't, you shouldn't. And let me show you how to do it with what you have. And I want people that's trainable, but I don't want a quitter. I do not want a quitter. I want somebody who says, Chad, I've got to do this. This is my one shot, my 8 mile moment. Okay, yeah. Here, let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's get it done. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, we've got enough database within my wholesale that I can literally tell you, if you tell me a city, we can tell you within 50 miles what people are purchasing, because we have so many clientele across the United States.
Wonderful. I'm inspired. I think you're a rock star. You already know it. I love these stories. And everybody out there, remember, America, we pay taxes to keep us safe with these systems, okay? But once somebody pays their time, okay, they pay their time to society, to us taxpayers, all right, that's done. And they come back. It's we're a second chance country. Okay. So people like Chad really have stepped into that. So I don't want you to wear that number on your chest unless you want.
Oh, I can repeat that number to you inside now. I am that number, and I hold that number dear, because so many people within there taught me what I needed to do, that I feel like I have to carry that forever. And I feel like I have to teach people from that point of view. And I'm proud of that number, because if it hadn't been for that, I don't know where I would be today.
I love it. Well, then there you go. Then we'll do that. So give us your emails, give us your handles at one more time. And where can people find you one more time, Chad Wade?
You can email me at askchadwade@gmail.com, or you can hit us up at chadwadetv.com. And you can leave a message there. You could, you know, browse and look around, and you can check us out on YouTube, and you can say, hey, you know, I want to see this video. You can comment underneath there and I will answer it.
It'll be him, guys.
It will be.
I have faith in Kentucky, because I do love Louisville. You got to say it right.
There you go. Now you're talking.
I learned. They corrected me. Shout out to the Villbillies. I love them.
Yep.
Back with that band. But I believe in Kentucky. I think they're going to get it together with the cannabis situation. I think it's going to be all right.
I'm hoping with you, but I don't kid myself.
I know, right? You guys, Chad Wade, exclusive here. Get in touch. If you are starting a business, Chad can mentor you, but you can't be a quitter. You can have a moment, take a moment. You can have a rough day, but Chad will ride with you if you ride for yourself. And
for sure.
Testimony. Chad, it's a pleasure to know you now, and I can't wait to come
back. I appreciate you so much for having me. Thank you for letting me, you know, tell you all this.
Absolutely. Come back again, okay?
I will, I promise.
You will.
All right.
I love Chad. How refreshing. What a story of redemption. What a story, an American success story. All right, guys, next up, I think we have Miss Carla, Dr. Carla Marie Manley. Carla, unmute your speaker there, darling. Welcome to the startup. How are you, doctor?
I am super, Monique. It's so lovely to be with you today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, doctor. Thank you so much. And why don't you introduce yourself? We'll go full screen, Sam. Tell us who you are and tell us what your brand is.
I'm a clinical psychologist. I'm Dr. Carla Marie Manley in Sonoma County, California. And my brand is all about love. It's all about relationships. It's all about being your best self. I've written 4 books. My latest book is The Joy of Imperfect Love, The Art of Creating Secure, Healthy, Securely Attached Relationships. And it is based on an attachment paradigm, meaning that we can either be securely attached or insecurely attached. And fortunately, we can all earn secure attachment. So even if we grew up in childhood environments where there was a lot of trauma, a lot of dysfunction, even in adult relationships, I do a step-by-step process to help readers build self-love, because that's where we need to start from. We'll never get it perfectly, but we do want to be working on it. So that's my platform. That's who I am. I'm on Instagram. I also have coming out soon, I'm so excited about these, Imperfect Love Oracle and Reflection Cards that are in the works and will be, ready in about a month after about 6 months working on them. So I'm also host of a podcast, Imperfect Love.
You're a busy lady, doctor. I love it. I love it, Dr. Manley. Listen, I'm interested in all of that. And what stands out even mostly to me is the love deck. I would love to order one of those and put that on my shopping list. So I really love what you're sharing and what you're doing. And honestly, there needs to be more conversations about this. And you're coming from a really beautiful place, building your business from love, but you're helping people be more functional, it sounds like. And let's get into it, right? So you're talking about imperfect love, but you're talking about trauma-based. You said something a minute ago about the trauma-based love. Or walk me through this a little bit, this idea.
Absolutely. So a lot of times when we look at our patterns and we go into relationship after relationship, parent, child, mother, child, you know, love relationships, and we're noticing dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And or we notice that we're drawn to people who gaslight us or don't respect our boundaries, and we just perpetuate it. We don't mean to, it's not our fault, but we don't feel as though we can be our best selves. And Monique, this is what I believe, and I've experienced this, so I know how true it is. If we do not feel safe at home, as a child, as a lover, as, you know, whatever we're doing in life, we can't be our best selves in the outside world, because we're so worried about walking on eggshells at home, or worrying about that addict in our life, or the gaslighter, or the toxic person, or the boundaryless person, or being yelled at. How our cortisol, our adrenaline is going to be up all the time. We're going to be hypervigilant. And if we come from a childhood where we were traumatized, as is the case, you know, that's my history and the history of many of my clients, we can't function as our optimal selves. And then we feel badly. We try to hide it. We have low self-esteem. And often therapy is either too expensive or afraid to go to therapy, or we can't access therapy. And that is why every single one of my books, there are many good self-help books out there. Unfortunately, most of them don't have exercises. So you read it and you go, this is great, but But anytime we're learning a new habit, cooking, riding a bike, playing the piano, playing pickleball, whatever it is, we need to practice. We need to practice. And we forget that applies to this.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, yes.
Why do we do that, Dr. Manley? What's wrong with us? Why do we expect
to? We're not socialized. We're socialized to believe that we need to work at school. We need to work at careers. We need to work at extracurricular activities, painting, football, whatever it is. We don't realize this being is the first place that we have the privilege and the responsibility of working. So when we realize that we're in dysfunctional patterns, sometimes we are like, okay, well, it's this person's fault, this person's fault, this person, it's my parents, it's this. Yeah. Often there is a lot of trigger there, but we also want to really get into, this is what I control. Me. I can control my responses. I can control my boundaries. I can control my exit from.
Oh my God. Dr. Manley is having church in here today, y'all. I didn't know we were going to have church. It is a Sunday. I'm sorry to interrupt you, doctor, but you're really hitting a lot of chords with me. I think that, is it a scary place, right? Like if you're busy, you're an entrepreneur, like people, it's just scary to dig all that up. Because you have to pick yourself up off the floor after you dig into these dark places in yourself, right? But it's like cleaning. You have to dig it out and say what it is and go. I mean, I don't know.
You've got it perfectly. And that's actually in one of the chapters of my book where I use a lot of analogies and metaphors. And I talk about it as in cleaning. We don't want to leave a stinky trash can in our kitchen.
We don't.
Do it's just going to get worse and worse, and mold's going to build up and it's going to stink. And we forget that the same applies to us. And I happen to like cleaning house, it's soothing for me. And I've had to do a lot of self work over the years. I mean, a lot of work on me, and I will continue to work on myself until, you know, the day I die. And so that I look at it differently than some people. Some people see it as a curse to work on themselves. I look at it, and because I've helped people through their issues, I see it as such a privilege to watch people come from being over here where I once was, like this fragile ball of trauma, and work, and you can't see it when you're in it. But then one way you wake up and you're like, whoa, I'm standing in my truth. I know my truth. I'm standing in my boundaries. I actually have boundaries.
Right.
It starts helping you manifest things that are really right for you because you're starting to say no to the things in yourself and other people that are toxic, and yes, to the things that make you feel better. And that's what you deserve.
I love it. I love everything about this. And you really are a bright light. Entrepreneurs need to have this conversation with themselves because, Dr. Manley, I had to do this a few years back, right? I'm 46, but I had to do this about maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I just had to say what it was. Okay. I had to clean, like your book mentions, I had to get in those cabinets. I'm still cleaning out cabinets. I got a lot of cabinets apparently. I didn't know. I thought, you know, it was a little studio. It's a massive apartment. So I'm cleaning this out and I'm looking at the blockages with business and I'm like, oh, I got to divorce that story and tell my truth. I can't let people in to pay me for my business because I have blockages about receiving money. Like what? It had to go to my, not, you know, dissing anyone, but I had to go to my childhood and look at that. My money there, right? So just an example. My cabinet.
Example, because of course, everyone starts a career somewhere. And when I first launched out as a clinical psychologist, I left a profession and started, I was working full time in another field when I earned my doctorate, which is on top of a master's. And you're putting out all this money, all this energy, and then realizing once you have it, oh my God, I have to go into business for myself or work for someone else. And what's so interesting with what you're saying, I've become an entrepreneur. It's not natural for me. Owning my own business, launching my books through a publisher that, you know, you do a lot of work on your own for the PR. And, but what I've learned, which is what you've learned, as you're working on this person here, blockages start clearing. And if you had asked me 10 years ago, would I have written 4 books? Would I have relationship cards that are coming out? Would I be doing what I'm doing? No. And the old me couldn't have done it. Right. And that's what I try and help all of my clients and help people do through reading my books and listening to my podcast is realize you have a light. Every single person listening to your show, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home dad, whether you're working in a fast food restaurant, whether you're an attorney, whatever it is, whether you're an attorney and you don't want to be an attorney, right?
Shout out to the attorneys. We still need you guys. We still love you, though.
We still need you, but we really need you if you're happy in your profession, because that's what matters most.
Yeah.
We don't need one more unhappy attorney or one more unhappy psychologist or one more unhappy anybody. Mm-hmm. We need people who find their passion. That by doing the self-work, that's how we discover our passion.
I love that. Doctor, can you hang out for a few more minutes?
Yes.
I just want to see Sam. We had another person booked, but I'm loving speaking with Dr. Manley. And if the viewers and listeners don't mind, I'd love to, and if Dr. Manley doesn't mind, I'd like to continue for a few more minutes until that person comes on.
Absolutely.
Or if they do. Okay, bear with me, guys. Go ahead and plug your all your social media right now for me, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Do you want me to just do it actively now?
Why not?
So my website, drcarlamanley.com. That's M-A-N-L-Y. Let's see. You can find me on TikTok, X, at Dr. Carla Manley, Instagram at Dr. Carla Manley, Facebook at Dr. Carla Manley, LinkedIn, Dr. Carla Marie Manley. My books, here they are. Again, The Joy of Imperfect Love. This is my latest one, and here's the part on the securely attached relationships. And then these cards, this is the prototype box, but these will be out in Amazon in about a month or so. So these are wonderful. They're manifestation, reflection, and oracle cards. And I can show you, if time permits, for anyone who's out there looking to date smart, transform your relationships, love fearlessly. And my first book, Joy from Fear, here it is. And then my last one for anyone actually 30s and older, although it says 50, a really helpful book for reformatting your life if you start getting afraid of hitting blockages because you're getting older.
What? I mean, you covered everything, Dr. Manley. My goodness, my dear, you are a powerhouse, but you come off so gentle. And I love that about you. All right. So may I, okay, I'm going to attack one of them. We're going to have you back and give you the whole hour because you're like an enterprise. You really are. So we'll go with securely attached. That title really stood out to me. Are we dating in insecure places? Are we choosing companions in insecure places? How can we become securely attached without giving it all away? What was the inspiration for this?
The inspiration is that I would say the majority of my clients struggle with relationship issues.
Yeah.
And the attachment theory was started in the 1950s. It's one of the most well-researched longitudinal studies that show that how you are parented, not blaming parents, actually dictates how you will be in relationships as an adult, your love relationships, even your friendships, and how you will parent your own children. So some people are securely attached and their parents paid enough attention, were attuned enough most of the time. They're called good enough parents. Mm. And that creates a secure attachment. If, however, you didn't have those parents who are attuned to you, you become insecurely attached, not your fault. And then the three types of insecure attachment in childhood are the sort of the anxious type, the defended type, where I can actually show you, well, it's avoidant, anxious, I have forms for visual, and then the disorganized type. So we have the avoidant, the anxious or preoccupied, and the one that's just sort of a chaotic mess in a way, the unresolved type. Not the person's fault, again, it's the upbringing. So they feel For example, the avoidant person, we've all run into them. They look like they want to be in a relationship, but they don't let you close. They have nice castle walls around them. So they may appear really great at first, but when you try and connect, they're running away like this. They just don't truly want a connected relationship. The anxious person, they will be the person's like, am I okay? Do you love me? Do you want to bond with me? Let's bond very quickly. And then they can get very jealous. They can be very reactive. And they want to be enmeshed because as kids, they never felt safe. None of these styles felt safe. They just handled it differently. The unresolved style will often go in between the styles and be very reactive. They want a relationship, but they don't want a relationship. They want to be there with you, but then they leave, very chaotic. And we're in the insecure type. We might be a couple of these. It's not necessarily all or nothing. The really cool part, Monique, is we can each earn secure attachment. I have earned my secure attachment. I continue to work on the security every day because it came from a childhood where nothing was secure. Nothing was safe. Ninth child in a family of 10, bless my mom and dad. I mean, what do you do when you have 10 kids running around? Wow. If I had a mom, I would have run away from home. So
I can't even get my head around that. That's ambitious.
Oh my God. Sometimes the styles, if we get two people who are avoidant, they will be in relationship and it'll be like two roommates living together. They don't care. And so it can work. It's just not close, connected, and vulnerable with each other. And if you have an anxious person with an anxious person, they can get together and like really live in this cohesive way, but they may not be really fulfilled. And if you have two unresolved people together, it's boom, boom, boom all the time. And so you can see that certain styles will pair okay. But we get a person who's avoidant with a person who's anxious, it won't go well. The avoidant person will run. The anxious person will get upset and follow. Avoidant will run, turn, yell. Anxious person will yell. So when the styles can definitely... And it doesn't mean that two securely attached people won't ever fight or have difficulties. Of course, everyone has difficulties, but it's how we face the difficulties that makes the healthy relationship or not.
You guys, you just got so lucky today with Dr. Manley, Dr. Carla Marie Manley. She is covering it all. I want you back. I want to give you the whole 50 minutes. There's so much more, so much good, beautiful information. Thank you for doing the work. Thank you for sharing this with us because we all need it. We're out here. Like, hey, I always say our parents are just a guy and a girl that got together or, you know, whatever your family structure is. And they just got together and they had us and they're flawed. And it's your job to do your work. And Dr. Carla Marie Manley, thank you. Congratulations on 4 books.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please come back. And as always, what we start up today, we will see you next weekend. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.